Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Darlene Milley, who is the Democratic nominee for District 41 in Brooklyn. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. I'm awesome to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you. So your district, District 41, it covers Eastern Brooklyn, parts of Bed-Stuy, Bronxville, East Flatbush, Crown Heights, and Ocean Hill. What are some of the issues that you are running on your platform to address the problems in those communities?
Well, one thing, I want to thank all the voters who voted me in. It was a phenomenal race, and what I ran on then, people first. Mm-hmm. And that was during the pandemic also. People were getting thrown out of their homes. People was getting thrown out of their apartments. The food ration was very scarce. So I made sure the health issue and food was my number one priority, keeping seniors in their homes and their NYCHA apartments, in which no one was thinking about. Our seniors had to get recertified to stay in their apartments during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. I still had my city council office, in which I kept. Right after I got out of office, people would come in there. And I must say, I never closed my office during the whole pandemic. And I thank God I was there to give everyone the resources that they needed. So one thing we're working on right now is affordable housing. Right now, NYCHA is practically trying to turn over all NYCHA developments to HUD. And then HUD would give it to CBOs, community-based organizations that really are bad actors that if you would see some of them, I believe they did one in Manhattan, one in Staten Island, and no more than 6 months, half the population left. One was thrown out, I could say. So I'm trying to stop that. I'm putting in legislation on day one. Think about this. Imagine having NYCHA co-ops and having a people who lived in these housing developments for 50, 40, 60 years, why not let them be ownership? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on right now, that we could keep the housing stock in Brooklyn to keep people in place to recover from the pandemic. It's like you want to kick somebody while they're already down. So I will try to maintain that we keep everyone in their apartments. We went through third-party transfer where the city took people homes and gave it over to some of those same bad actors. We can't have that. So I definitely will focus on that and education.
Education. And speaking about education, New York City has the most segregated school system in the country. Do you think open enrollment is the answer? Yes or no? And why?
Yes, and choice is the best answer also. We can look at what they're doing right now. Out of the blue, our mayor just said it's no more gifted and talented.
Yes.
School, how could he just decide that? Out of the blue, without any community involvement, without talking to the parents, to me, that's going to be a problem. And one thing I think about, if my child is doing well, why they have to be subject to staying in one zip code? If they can go to Stuyvesant High School in Manhattan, why not send them there? That's where they best could get an education that is to the quality that their education is too. Because it's like I thought about the gifted and talented. Mm-hmm. If they keep them in that one area, they're not challenged. So I pray day one, I'm going to be fighting for choice. And I know our UFT will not like that. But we need to do what's best for our young people, definitely, that they can have a full and bright future.
So when I looked at your website, I saw hard work and real results. And I believe that there is some real strong truth in that, because from what you're telling me, and you were out of office, but you never closed your office, and you were able to defeat an incumbent. So that says a lot about the work that you've been doing in the community, and that the community recognized that, that they chose to elect you.
Yes. And do you know, one thing I got to think about now, going forward, I was doing so much work, but I never documented it. And someone said, you know, if it's no pictures or no video, it never happened. And I said, wow, I'm all in this and never showing a picture, never.
But the people who were supposed
to know, watching.
They knew and they watched.
They were watching. Yes, so I thank God they saw that. And I started doing Facebook Live in that time also. And two major things I got to let you know. I said, from my mouth to your ears, we will get this park redone. It was Brevoort Park in Bedford-Stuyvesant. And I went on some programs, and next you know, turn around, Mel Davis, the New York Knicks all-star, he called. He said, know what? I like what you're doing. I want to support you. Let me help you. We got Frazier from the New York Knicks to sell his uniform and gave money towards getting a park, donated to getting a park done. And before they even the election, it was done. And I'm saying, wow, promises made, promises kept. Then I was Facebooking Live. We got to pay attention to our seniors. Elected officials right now think it's okay to close our senior centers now. And I said, from my mouth to your ears, we're going to keep the senior center open. And that's at Mount Ararat Senior Center. 400 seniors, and they are right now trying to have them go across a big street, Eastern Parkway, to go get food and then come back across the street to go to their house upstairs, in which they have a kitchen, play area, community room. Is that right for our seniors?
No.
Not at all. So promises kept. Promises made. I got it open. We just did a fish fry this Friday. Had played bingo, and they still trying. And when I post that on Facebook, you wouldn't believe someone said, oh, they trying to close our Van Dyke Center. So
you got another one to go and work on.
Yes. Yes, imagine. So thank you. That was, I really thank the community for seeing that and believing in me. Because I believe in my community. I want to bring back the stores that they can feed their families again, open up again, and thrive.
So let's talk about domestic violence, because I know that is one of your key
issues.
This is
the month, October.
It is also the Violence Awareness Month. So how do you intend to work with the community, especially in the pandemic where cases of domestic violence has gone up? What are your plans?
I got to say, I work with Jericho Road. That's a domestic violence program. I used to sponsor it when I was in city council. So as soon as I get in day one again, I'm going right back to that. You got to think, love should never hurt. We did things like go to the train station, give lipstick out. I shouldn't tell. But we give out lipstick to women. But inside that lipstick is a little note saying, if you think you domestic violence, please call this number, it's help. So little ways like that, we have to know how to indirectly help out. And don't forget, men get domestic violence also.
They are victims as well.
Yes, and I was seeing
majority women.
Yes, majority women. Okay. But a high number of men are getting really hurt also now.
So, Ms. Millie, we want to thank you for being here today and tell our listeners how can they support your campaign and remind them why they should go out and vote for you on November the 2nd.
I hope everyone feel my passion and hear my passion. Know that I put people first. And going forward, November 2nd is not just a vote for me, it's a vote for yourself. Please come out and vote for Darlene Mealy for the 41st Councilmatic District. And I can tell you, I will be your voice, your choice for November 2nd, I pray. And I thank you for this opportunity. And please go on my website, mealyforcity@gmail.com. I have a women's program going on. I have youth. I'm trying to bring us back to the fulfillment of what life used to be before the pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.